Christmas is coming to Kelly Street Scone this Thursday. Joining us to have a chat about it from the Scone Chamber of Commerce, Sarah English. Sarah, how you doing?
Hi, Andrew. I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. You ready to jingle all the way this Thursday?
Sure are. It's going to be a wonderful event.
What can we expect to see?
Well, basically, we'll see the whole main street come alive for an evening of Christmas shopping with all of our most of our retailers staying open for a late night shopping experience. Plus, we're going to have the pop-up market, street food vendors, roving illuminated performers, and a visit from Santa if we're lucky.
Well, he's busy this time of year, but I imagine you probably had a word. You booked him in.
I've put a word in, so I'm hoping he'll come through.
There's also a good reason for local businesses to be a part of it too.
So obviously after the year we've had, it's been really difficult for both business and communities. We're really using this opportunity to activate and promote local business. So get in there, do your shopping, take advantage of any specials they're all having, it'll be a really good way to help those local businesses in the area.
And if any of those businesses go to the extra effort of putting up a nice Christmas display?
Yes, so we're having a little bit of a fun competition for the businesses. So if you've got a shop front and you decorate it in Christmas cheer, we're awarding the best display a $500 We Live Here local gift card to use in the area. So, yeah, that's just an extra little incentive to get people in the spirit. Plus, it'll make the street look nice for the Christmas too.
I'm sure it'll look fantastic. And as you say, it's a great opportunity. Local business has struggled like never before over the past 2 years. You know that better than most
people. Absolutely.
And for an opportunity to come out, spend a bit of time and maybe spend a few dollars buying those presents nice and local, keep the dollars local.
Absolutely. We're also going to have a fair few street food vendors. Now, while we've got mostly local people in the markets and the small vendors, we've got a few bigger ones coming just because last year we couldn't feed everybody and everyone was waiting quite a few hours of food. We're trying to work that out this year so that people can still get a feed, but it's all still located within the Hunter region. So,
all right. Yeah. You're going to have some Sydney fire dancers there as well.
That is right. So just to make it a little bit exciting, we've got some Sydney fire dancers coming. There was a few last year as well. So some really great talent coming down to kind of give the kids a little bit of something to look at.
Also, I mean, given previous Christmases in the Upper Hunter, always very, very hot, the cool conditions we've had recently, they'll be nice and warm.
I agree. I just hope it doesn't rain, but, you know, it may not. Everyone bring your umbrellas just in case. Yeah, we're also going to have trying to get some local buskers and the local DJ out as well. So we're also just saying to businesses and to local talent, if you've got something you want to get out there and you want to show your piece, then get in touch because there's still a little bit of an opportunity. Put yourself out there if you're a local. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, so it's Christmas on Kelly Street. What time do we need to be down there on Thursday?
We're kicking off at 5 p.m. and it'll go till about 9 p.m.
And there'll be plenty of food for everyone this year, so get down there, support some local businesses, find that extra special present for Christmas that you just haven't been able to find yet. Sarah English from the Scone Chamber of Commerce, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. My pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.